isn't just going to betters. It's the pre-W Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
It is indeed. Welcome back. Listen, in a state where tourism and leisure, hospitality, recreation is such a big part of the overall state economy, and on a, interestingly, on a February 9th, where the temperature is going to hit near 60 degrees, I thought it kind of appropriate to take a look at our winter sports recreation industry here in the state of Michigan and how it's faring under the climate change and all the rest that's going on. Now, the winter sports leisure sector brings in about $4.9 billion to the state every year. And just any way you measure it, it's clearly important. In many ways, it's important to the quality of life here. Part of what we promote when we think about the state of Michigan, not only a great state for summer sports, all the lakes and recreation associated with summer here in Michigan, but also the winter sports, the snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, and all the rest, including downhill skiing. And boy, it's got to be tough. It's always tough being in that industry because you're dependent, of course, on the weather largely. Now, you can turn to making snow, but even making snow, man-made snow, requires a certain temperature threshold, and we're way above it. Not just today, which is an extreme, but the winter has been very, very mild, as we all know, and it has been trending that way since 1980. The overall temperature here in the state of Michigan up 2 degrees, most of which has been up during the winter months. And so this is tough, guys. What to do? What are the state ski areas? By the way, Michigan has more ski areas than any other state except New York, the state of New York. So it's important in so many ways and facing tough times due to the change in climate.
And not only what do they do for us that like to visit these places and ski or snowboard or do whatever, but staffing. I mean, on a day like today, you have to close your resort, close your hill. What are you doing with those staff, especially if they're seasonal staff and they're relying on those set months to be able to work?
I mean, got to keep paying them if you want to keep them, no matter if there's skiers on the slopes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to almost, now it seems like if you are going to be specifically a ski resort, a winter resort, you have to be able to have other things for us to do. Boyne, for example, opened up that skywalk that, did you go on that, Jeff? Have you seen that up there?
I have not. I've not seen it. I'm aware of it. It looks amazing. Okay.
Yeah, so they added that to their kind of repertoire of activities to participate in. I mean, I was thinking as I was just kind of thinking of and listening to the rain, gosh, I mean, they need all these ski resorts now need a water park, or they need movie theaters.
Right.
They need something else to accommodate, because a lot of these places don't necessarily have golf courses in the summertime to help kind of fill the coffers for the opposite season. So I don't know.
You know, I heard we do a lot of skiing. We're a family that skis, and we were up north at a ski resort, and it happened to be, you know, I think this was in early January, and it was one of those days that was really warm, too warm, really. They could make snow in the morning, but they knew it was going to thaw during the day. And I heard one of the guys who's responsible for maintaining the snow on the hills say, you know, we're not sure if we're supposed to maintain the snow today or go out and groom the golf course. And while he said it tongue in cheek, it really kind of said it all.
Yeah.
So, we love our skiing here in the state of Michigan, and we hope that we can continue to have, you know, a regular ski season where people can count on it and get lots of skiing in over the course of a winter, and of course, contribute to the state's economy like we need to have people doing, because again, recreation being such a big part of the quality of life here, but also the economy here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely, yeah. When you think about if you go to a ski resort and they have the snow guns, is what they're called.
Right, right.
You can't have one or two. I mean, you have to invest in multiple snow guns to make the snow. And like you said, it has to be 28 degrees or under, because if you're not, I mean, you're just making
spraying
rain.
Water, right?
Yeah.
Making rain.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
You can't just be pumping out water. You have to be, you know, it has to have a sweet spot of in terms of temperature, which is 28 degrees
or
below. So, you know, even for example, some of these smaller resorts that want to invest in snow guns, they're really banking on, you know, a good season so that they can go ahead and buy these things, et cetera, et cetera. So, wow.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is a
wow,
tough,
I was right.
Tough
you know,
industry.
We do know that the resorts largely have turned to, and smartly, wisely so, they've turned to a dual focus in that in the summer, of course, they do have the golf courses to look to and to focus on and as a way to bring in tourists and people to stay in their lodges and hotels and et cetera, and to, you know, pay to be on the course during the summer. But again, a lot of the ski resorts who are ski resorts first and golf course second, you know, that they need this winter season. So let's hope, guys, you look at the forecast ahead. There are various predictions looking at the next week or two, still into the warmer temperatures, but they're saying the last part of February could be cold enough to get some skiing in. Let's hope so. All right. Well, turning our attention from that to what's ahead, Ann Thomas standing by. Ann, good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Jeff and Kristen and Mark. We've got all kinds of really interesting things this morning, and Paul W. is in the house, headphones on.
Just imagine you may have already talked about this, guys. Good morning. How much snow this would be today when we're expecting at least an inch of rain by noon.
And the wind, Paul.
The snow and the
blizzard
wind,
conditions.
Blizzard conditions. It'd be a whole different story this morning at this hour if it were just a couple degrees colder.
So let me ask you, of course, with everything good comes a price to pay. For those of us who love skiing, that sounds really good. How about you, Paul W.? Does
for those
that
of
sound
us who
good,
come to work at an ungodly
exactly,
hour in the morning.
Exactly.
Doesn't sound so good to me. If it snowed during the weekend in Camelot.
Yes.
You know, maybe that would be okay, but no.
Yeah. Well,
I kind of miss the snow, though.
Yeah, uh-huh. She actually says out loud, and says she likes to shovel the snow. I have to tell her that soon she's going to be of an age when she should not be doing that.
You know,
but it's good exercise, Paul.
She's far from that, Paul W.
Not
That's
when
for sure.
your blood vessels all constrict because of the cold temperatures. No, it's a bad scene. Yeah. It really is, but yeah.
Well,
we've got a lot of great stories this morning, though. People are going to want to tune in. Paul's going to talk to Bob Riney from Henry Ford Health about this major hospital project.
Did you hear about that?
Wow.
$2.5 billion?
Huge. Yeah, big.
Yeah.
Big
great
project.
News for Detroit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah indeed.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's so great, guys. We'll be tuning in, of course, to hear all the details on the news stories and happenings around Detroit that we need to be tuned into. Nobody brings it to us like Paul W. and his team. We're looking forward to the show ahead. So,
do you just stay up now? Do you just stay up at the office now and do your work?
I'll tell you. You know, it's funny. We finished the show and our day is just starting. You know, we've got a full day ahead doing all the things we love to do. But, hey, it helps us get through the morning. When we've got WJR on the airwaves, inspiring us, informing us, equipping us to be the best that we can be. All right, how about that?
Enough already.
How about that for a little pressure,
Goodbye.
Right? How about that? The bar is high, and we're looking forward to hearing from you guys in the next hour. All right, headed out to a break, back with more right after these breaks with the Paul W. Show coming up.